go out not today. Back a long way, a long, long time. There's nothing running free. We gotta time it all. Run out the door, come back when you score. The times will come and you will see a door into all your eyes. Which you thought it was about, but a life that you know will keep you bound in. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, sometimes you got still news for me. I could run away a long time to stay. You burn out your eyes, burn out surprise. Look out today, you know it's not the same. It's all the rain, it's every day. And it's out, and it's night. What you thought it was about, but a life that you know will keep you.
Thank you. better are you? But I seem too much to try you. It's always weirdness, why you? Dig it much, too much to fry you. The weirdness flows between us. Anyone can tell to see us. Freaks seem to can't believe us. Or can it just be cool and free us?
We'll be right back. And you're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio, coming live at you from the Dan Bro practice spaces in lovely Bushwick, Brooklyn, here on this lovely Tuesday evening in New York City. Reaching out about 68 degrees or so here in New York today. Pretty wild stuff for November, if you ask me. Hope everyone got to spend a little time outdoors today. I know I got a good amount of time outdoors and was happy with that. Nice bike riding here in New York City going on. Let's see. So we've got an all vinyl show for you tonight. We did that a few weeks ago when we aired an interview with Kira Roessler of Black Flag. I was like, yeah, we'll do an all vinyl show. We did all like 80s hardcore punk. And then I was like, you know what? That was kind of fun not interacting with an iPod or a iTunes program on my computer too much. Why don't I kind of fuck around with that a little more? I mean, it's still going through a computer for you to hear this, so it's not really all analog or anything. However, we're cutting out a little bit of a middleman, and that is always important and worthwhile. So we're doing an all vinyl set, pretty much all 80s indie classics. Really not digging too deep on this one, keeping it pretty standard. You know, the first thing that we played actually wasn't from the 80s, but I would call them an 80s indie band, even though they're still going on right now, really. So this wasn't recorded in the 80s, what I played, though. Why don't we let you know what that is, actually. Starting off, we played some Sonic Youth off of their album Experimental Jet Set Trash and No Star, one of the good ones from those guys. We played the first two songs on that, Winner's Blues and Bull in the Heather. Earlier, let's see, not this week, sometime at the end of last week, I'm fairly certain that I almost ran into Thurston Moore while I was riding my bike through Soho on in morning and on the way to work. This guy looked exactly like Thurston Moore, kind of stepped out into the road like everyone does in Soho, and I almost hit him with my bike. I'm not positive that was him, but I would say I'm 90% sure that it was him. I've been doing this thing lately. It's been such a drag where I've been just like double taking the hell out of people that I recognize rather than like saying what up. I mean, particularly like, you know, public figures and celebrities and stuff. I keep on seeing all these people and I don't say what up. You know, if Thurston Moore almost kills me on my bike because he stepped in front of me, I should at least say, what up, Thurston? What up, Thirsty? And make sure that it's him and know that, as opposed to now wondering and leaving all of you in the dark. It was him, though. And so we played two tracks from the recently divorced members of Sonic Youth. I don't know if they're divorced or split up or what, but they're not together, Kim and Thirsty. These days, they are doing a tour, I think, in like Brazil or maybe just South America or something. And I don't think they've really said what they're doing after that. So who knows? I mean, we aired interviews that we did with Mike Watt and Kira Roessler over the past couple months. And those guys used to be married and are divorced and still playing a band. Not really as active of a band as Sonic Youth has been, but, you know, some aging indie legends do make it work. So hopefully, well, I guess it doesn't really fucking matter, but you know, whatever. After that, we played some Mission of Burma off of their 1982 release Versus. We played the first track of the B-side called Micah, one of my favorite album covers of all time. Really, I love the artwork on this album. Seen Mission of Burma play a couple times in the last couple of years, and it's always been rocking. It's great to see the reunion shows that are actually worth doing, the reunion shows. Following that, we played a Dinosaur Jr. song, Freak Scene, off of Bug. And then after that, we played some Mud Honey off of 1982's Super Fuzz Big Muff. We played what's that song called again? I always forget the name of that song. It's like up and out, up and at 'em, fucking something like that. In and Out of Grace. That's the name of that one. Same difference. So that's what we got going on. We got different stuff coming at you this week on Cross Network Sleeps, trying to keep it fresh, keep it interesting. We've been airing interviews every single goddamn week since the beginning of the summer that we've been on the air. Basically, when we did, basically, I got a new tape recorder, little Marantz rig going on, and went a little interview nuts with it and interviewed some awesome, sweet bands. So that was pretty great. But kicked it off. You know, the first thing was what we went down to Chaos and Teos. So interviewed like so many bands in like 3 days. And so then we had this whole big pileup of interviews going. And so we've just been playing interviews constantly, in addition to having some live bands actually come on the show and do an interview with us also, but also play a live set. So I haven't not done an interview on the show since the spring. I still have interviews piling up, but a few more that I need to air. My tape deck's been broken lately, my tape recorder. So I haven't really been doing shit with that a whole lot, which is why it's not too crazy. But I have at least, I know I've got a Vasca interview I got to air. I don't think I aired that yet. I know I got an Omegas interview that I want to air. I misplaced a Joy Boy mix by Omegas that I've been looking for. I've been kind of waiting to play that interview until I find that, but who knows if it'll turn up or not. And so that's something we've been doing different this week. We haven't been airing an interview, doing an all vinyl set. And to top it off this week, we're doing a 1 hour show. I've been going back and forth in my head lately if I want to keep on doing a 1 hour show or a 2 hour show, maybe even mix it up from time to time. Various reasonings behind all of that. Of course, mostly the listener in mind. If you've got any opinions on that matter, do you want to see a 1 hour Crust Never Sleeps or a two hour Crust Never Sleeps every week? Please let me know. You can give us a call at the station at 347-725-4163. That's 347-725-4163. That'll go straight to me, your host, Deed Runley. Would love to hear from you. If you're a little phone shy, a little 21st century, little Generation Y, you can, of course, contact us digitally via the internet. Deed Runley, that's DEEDRUNLEA at gmail.com. Shithawkpunks.blogspot.com. Facebook.com/CrustNeverSleeps, at @RealDeedRunley on Twitter. There's so many ways to get in touch with us. Let us know what you think if you want to see a 1 hour show or a 2 hour show each week. This week we're going to do 1 hour show. Let us feel it out. Let us groove it. Let us see what's going on. I got to learn how to ramble a lot less if we're going to be doing a 1 hour show, and I feel like that's going to be better for everyone. So that's what's happening. Let's see. I do want to briefly announce that I got a new zine coming out, Greatest City in the World Fanzine, issue number 2. This one is a split zine with Shit Sheet out of Denver, Colorado. His side has all sorts of cool stuff that I don't really know what it is, but it's good. My side's got interviews with Avon Ladies, Milk Music, Dose, and Nightbirds and other stuff. So check out shithawkpunks.blogspot.com if you're interested. In the next couple weeks, that should be out. I'll keep on announcing it. Don't you worry. So next up, we're going to play some more records because this is a records-only show. We're going to play some Butthole Surfers. And we're going to play, one of the good ones. I think we're going to do with some Barbecue Pope action. You're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
You're listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. A quick little set for you there. Starting it off with Butthole Surface Surfers. Excuse me. Barbecue Pope. After that, off of Songs About Fucking by Big Black. Played the opening track off of that one, The Power of Independent Trucking. When I was in Denver over the summer, I found that on cassette, which I was pretty goddamn pumped about. And then following that, we played some Minutemen, Sell or Be Sold. And that's what we heard. I want to do a quick little After Dark segment, let you know some fun stuff going on. I didn't really look that hard about what's going on in the next week or so. Speaking of shows, though, was anyone at fucking Rival Mob on Saturday? Man, is that band fucking sick. Sweet show. They just got to knock out that goddamn wall at the Akron, and it'll improve by leaps and bounds. But man, that was a good fucking Saturday night for hardcore punk rock in New York City. Hoax. Good shit. Good shit, bro. So, let's see. Thursday. Couple shows going on. At Matchless up in Greenpoint. I believe they have foosball at the bar. Happy birthday, Gabby, Connor, and Brian. Rockets, Red Glare, Goosebumps, Savage Sex Boys, and Hank Wood and the Hammerheads. With DJs Maxwell, the... what is LVI? The 56? Is that right? 26? And Figure It Out, DJ. $5 without flyer, $3 with flyer. How even better than $5 without flyer, $3 with flyer, though? The other show going on that night is free. Thursday, November 10th at Brooklyn Fireproof in Bushwick is Geek Skull, formerly Rottweiler the Best, with Diapers and Bad Visions. That'll be a good one. Friday, November 11th, 8 p.m. Make-A-Wish, The Cominas, Los Bungalitos, Desensitized, and Dutch Guts. The Charleston, everyone's favorite punk rock bar. 21 plus, $7. Let's see. That Saturday, the 12th, Indian Jewelry is playing with Prince Rama and others at Cameo Gallery on North 6th Street in centrally located Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Doors at 8:30 p.m., $10, 21 plus at the Cameo Gallery. Saturday, November 12th, Tommy's Tavern up in Greenpoint, 8 p.m. show with Religious War, Perdition, Stockpile, and No Fucker. Good times, good times. Saturday, November 13th at 285 Kent Avenue. This, I forgot this is going on this weekend. Is that this weekend? It sure is. Baby Castles, Death by Audio, and Todd P. present Andrew W.K. with So Percussion and Calder Quartet and Tristan Parrish. 285 Kent Avenue in Williamsburg, 8 p.m., all ages, doesn't have a price on that one. Let's see. And then 1 week from today, also at 285 Kent Avenue, Screaming Females are playing. That one's $12. And I'm not really sure who else they're playing with. So that's some stuff going on. Just check those things out. Gonna get back to the tunes. This next one's by Replacements, called Unsatisfied, and you are listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio.
Breakfast in cemetery, boy tasting wild cherry, touch girl apple blossom, just a boy playing possum. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. What is that cheerful sound? Rain falling on the ground. We'll wear a jolly crown. Buckle up, we're wayward bound. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go our separate ways. Touch your hem, you say. Let's stroll down Martin Way. Pick plums, abandoned farm. Who let norms come to harm? We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go our separate ways. Cover me with rain. Walk me down the lane. I'll drink from your drain. We will never change, no matter what they rain. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer and go our separate ways. Motorbike to cemetery, picnic on wild berries, French toast with molasses, croquet and baked Alaskas. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. We'll come back for Indian summer. Cover me with rain.
Every time, twice as happy, every time, I've been up and down. at me more. And when things with you, I still feel for you. Anytime, call me anytime. I've been up and down, just tired of hanging around. I just hope to be with you. I just hope to stay with you.
When you have time to sit in one place and evaluate your work and take a good look at it and get everything out of the different notebooks and get them into one area that you can concentrate on, taking all the notes out of your luggage and out of the glove compartment of the van and out of everywhere else that you end up stuffing them in or out of, having a number of months like that to be able to just sit and assess where you're at with your work, you tend to have a lot more time to be objective about it, and ultimately you end up with a lot more stuff because you can find it all. You can put it all in one place and take a look at it to try to make that shorter. I think having a number of months off means that you can accumulate all the work that you've done over the time that you're on the road, or the time you're here, the time that you're there. You can get it into one place and be objective about it, and ultimately turn it around to be a lot more productive and just a higher output of work. And I think that's something we were all able to do. We had all written a lot of material during the times that we were touring from September of 85 up to now. And to have a few months off was a luxury, just to put it all together and to have time to rehearse all the material.
A time to fuck and a time to cry, but the Shaw sleeps in Lee Harvey's grave! There's a time to shit and a time for God! The last shit I took was pretty fucking hot!
You've been listening to Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. That's it. Hour's up. Thanks for tuning in. Deed Runley, that's DEEDRUNLEA at gmail.com. If you've got any questions, comments, or concerns, if you want to send us any show listings, if your band wants to come play anytime. And I'd love to hear from some people out there as to whether they'd prefer an hour show or a 2-hour show. Does it make any difference in your life? Love to hear from you. You can also do that on the internet. You can comment at shithawkpunks.blogspot.com. Punks with a K. All sorts of other good stuff going on there. And for all you Facebook users out there, facebook.com/crustneversleeps. That last set that we did, we played Replacements, Unsatisfied on Let It Be. We played Beat Happening, Indian Summer on a Jamboree. Played Husker Du off of the Warehouse Interview. We played, what track did we play with that? We played Every Time. And then we closed it out with another Butthole Surfer song, The Shah Sleeps in Lee Harvey's Grave. And that's going to do it for us. We're going to close it out with a Neil Young track, like we always do here on Crust Never Sleeps. Great to have you here. We'll see you next Tuesday. And come out Thursday night, Brooklyn Fireproof, free show, 9 p.m. My band Dippers and some others are playing. Good bar, good venue, free show Thursday night. Get your Veterans Day started off extra early. This next one's called Motorcycle Mama off of Comes a Time. We'll see you next week here on Crust Never Sleeps on Newtown Radio. Be well out there.
Motorcycle mama, won't you lay your big spike down? Motorcycle mama, won't you lay your big spike down? I always get in trouble when you bring it around. Motorcycle mama, won't you lay it down?
Newtown Radio.